Baby, are you busy right now? Well, can I do the thing? You know the thing, dummy. The thing I've been trying to do every single day for the past week. No, not that thing. Although, now that you mention it, no, this one's better. I want you to rest your head right here. Yeah, right here on me. Come on, don't pretend like you don't know what I mean. I mean, right here. My chest. Please. Baby, pretty please. You know I love it when you do that. Why would I keep asking for it if I didn't? You know, I think I might be addicted. And no, I don't want help. I like it. Here, lie down. Yeah, you can keep your phone if you want. I don't care. And then I'll just pull you like this. You don't even have to move a muscle. And you can scroll and watch all your silly little videos and whatever. And I'll just keep you here, warm and safe, exactly where I want you. Isn't this nice and comfy? You get your head propped up on these two pillows that were made for you. Do you have any idea what you'd even do to me when you're like this? It's not just cute, you know? It's dangerous. Your head is warm and heavy against me. And your hair, it tickles my skin. And when you rub your head around to readjust your position, when you rub against me like that, and I can feel every breath you take, I feel like I'm your own personal pillow. A very fancy luxury pillow that kisses you and strokes your hair and maybe likes to get a little handsy and cuddle with you. I can't help it, I promise. My hands just wander around sometimes, and you never stop me, which makes me think that you like it. You do like it, don't you? You like it when I hold you close, when I run my hands all over your back. Every time I do it, it puts you to sleep. God, you smell so good, you know that? I don't know if it's your shampoo or maybe the detergent you use to wash your clothes. Or maybe it's just you. But every time you're this close, I just want to breathe you in until I forget what day it is. It's just so, so good. What? No, I'm not being weird. You make me feel relaxed in a way that's kind of hard to explain. You know, before I met you, I could stay up all night without feeling even the slightest bit tired. I mean, I used to stay awake playing Minecraft and all those stupid games for hours. I'd play and play and I'd look over and it was 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I'd pass out. But now, the second you're near me, my body's like, okay, it's bedtime and it's time to sleep. Or I guess sometimes it says, okay, time for something else. Hey, can I ask you to name them? I'm serious. I mean, they work really hard for you, and it'd be kind of mean to not give them a name, you know? Yes. Yes, they both get their own names, okay? You could do something simple like pillow number one and pillow number two. Although, I think you might have a favorite. You seem to really like the one on the right. So maybe you can name that one the best pillow. Come on, don't laugh. They deserve proper titles, you know. You're not even listening, are you? You're too busy scrolling. It's fine. I'll talk to you myself while I hug you like this. And you can look at all the silly little cat videos that you want. Or, wait, are you on dog videos this week? Or maybe, wolf videos? I feel like you switch to a new animal every week. What's that about? You're not very loyal to your animal. I guess I got all your loyalty, didn't I? You know, I've never really been the clingy type. But I always just liked my own space. And then you came around and I just want to keep you here all night. It's like I'm scared you'll get up and I'll lose this warmth and this feeling, this closeness to you. Wait, don't move yet, okay? I'm gonna get a blankie to put over the two of us. Or should I say four of us? Do the two of them count as their own people now? They do have names after all. No, It's not because I'm cold. It's just... Okay, maybe I'm a little cold, but it's mostly because this makes it even cozier. There. Now you're trapped, and there's no escape. You're my prisoner now, and you're stuck with me. My warm, adorable, slightly smug prisoner. You fit perfect here, don't you? It's like your head was made to rest on me. If we were puzzle pieces, we would click right together, wouldn't we? Do you promise that you won't move for a while? Good. Good. Because I'm not letting you go anytime soon. It's too cozy here. Although I have to admit, it's a little hard to behave when you're this close. When I can feel your breath right up against my skin. And when you shift your head around. Are you trying to get comfortable, or are you doing that on purpose? I know that smirk. You are doing it on purpose, aren't you? To get my attention and to see how far you can push me. That's very on character for you. Pushing the boundaries and seeing what you can get away with. You're playing a dangerous game, baby. A very dangerous game. I could be nice. I can just let you stay here and relax. But you're making it really, really hard to focus on only being nice. You know what I think it is? I think you like how it feels when I hold you tighter. When I run my fingers up your arm like this and wrap them around you. And when my nails trail along your back and your neck. Yeah. I can feel that shiver. And I notice every little sound you make when you're comfortable. Or when you're not quite comfortable. The tiny sighs and the way your lips twitch like you're holding back a smile. It's so adorable. And a little distracting. You know, I could stay like this all night. But the problem is, every second you're here, I start thinking about what else I could be doing. With you this close. Like maybe leaning down just a little. So my lips are right by your ear. And tell you something that I shouldn't. Something that would make you lose focus completely. Or maybe I could just let my hand wander. Purely by accident, of course. You just tensed up. See? When I start moving my hand down, you start paying attention, don't you? I could say it's all innocent, but that's not entirely a lie. That I just want to cuddle and keep you warm. But there's a lot going through my head right now. And you'd probably call me a bad girl. A bad girl for thinking all these things. And I probably couldn't deny it. The thing is, you can pull away anytime, but you're not. You're staying right here. And that tells me everything I need to know. That maybe I should stop talking. I should just show you exactly what I mean. I should just do what I want. I don't have to tease you anymore. I mean, if I were to put my hand down here, right above that little guy, and I feel against your shorts, it looks like somebody's very, very happy. He's really happy down there. And it would be a shame if I didn't help him out. You can just lay back and let me do the work, okay? I'll give him a very, very fun playtime. While you get to lay here on my chest, I think there's a lot of boys that would beg for something like that. But aren't you special? Aren't you a special boy? Yeah. You want me to help you? Help you jerk off. Help you get all that pent up neediness out. God. He is so hard. He's really been wanting this. Have you? Don't tell me he's doing all the talking. I want to hear it from you. Have you missed my touch? Have you missed me watching you down there. I guess it's not the same as when you do it yourself, huh? I'll start nice and slow, okay? Yeah. Just lay here. Oh, you are so warm. So worked up. You know, we kind of need to do this more often. I love that I can feel every little shiver you make. Oh, you're so needy, aren't you? You're such a needy boy. Such a needy boy who really needs to come. You really, really need to come, don't you? And you want me to do it for you. You want me to do a good job. Yeah. You want me to take care of you. Even in all of your needy little perverted ways. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel how much you need to come so bad, don't you? Such a needy boy. Oh, that's come on. Don't be shy. I like it when you moan, baby. It's not pathetic, it's cute. Having you right on my chest and feeling you push back against me while my hand goes up and down and up and down. Just like that, isn't it? I'll just let it out, baby. All those cute little noises. Oh, it makes me want to keep going. It makes me never want to stop. Oh, you're so hard right now. So hard for me. It's all for me, isn't it? All for me and nobody else. I love how you react to every little touch. Yeah. And it feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. Just relax for me, baby. Let me do all the work. That's it. Oh, that's it, baby. You're doing so good for me. And you're trying so hard. Trying so hard not to come, weren't you? But if I'm the one jerking you off, then you don't get to edge. I get to push you harder and harder and faster. And you can't make me stop. You can't make me stop, baby. I can feel how close you're getting. You're so close, aren't you? So close. I don't want you to hold back, okay? I want you to come. All of the cum that's backed up, I want it out. I want you to let it all out, okay? And since you've been such a good boy, I can help you out. Give you a little countdown. Are you ready? That's it. That's it, baby. Come on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Come on, baby. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, good boy. Yeah. That's it. That's it, baby. Good boy. Good boy. Of yours, and I'll clean it all up for you, okay? I'll clean all that gum up for you. You don't have to do anything. Good boy. You did so good.